few weeks ago, I went to Phoenix with a good friend of mine for 5 days. One day we went south out of the city into the desert. There is a stark beauty to the desert. It's both attractive and terrifying at the same time. Part of me thought, wouldn't it be great to be alone, just sitting under the stars, just God and me? And then the better part of me thought, that would get old really fast. I want to get away from the rattlesnakes, be back with people. The desert experience is common, and it seems even essential for all the great figures of the Bible. Think of Abraham, or Moses, or John the Baptist, or St. Paul. All of them spent time in the desert, being remade into something new before they began their mission. Today's gospel, we hear that even Jesus spent 40 days in the desert, which of course is the pattern of our Lenten season. Now Mark's gospel says that the Holy Spirit drove Jesus into the desert, and that only after that was he ready to begin his proclamation of the kingdom of God. In our long 2,000-year tradition, some have literally gone to the desert. Some of our best saints have gone out to the desert. That's really what our Lenten disciplines of prayer and fasting and almsgiving is meant to do, is to lead us into our own desert. Some have chosen to go to the desert, or more often, it seems to me, the desert comes to us. When a relationship ends through a breakup, or divorce, or through death, or walking with someone who's struggling with addiction or depression and feeling totally helpless, or experiencing some great personal failure, or painful loneliness. If we are in that desert time in our life, perhaps like Jesus and the other great figures of Scripture, we are exactly where God wants us to be. Not to punish us, but to purify us. To teach us a deep truth about life, and to prepare us for something greater. The author, Father Richard Rohr, in an article said this: without the desert, religion is largely the maintenance of self-image, and psychology is its newest toy. Now, Father Rohr is not against counseling, but what he's saying is that without an authentic desert spirituality, religion is reduced to feeling good instead of doing good. And faith is reduced to making us comfortable instead of making us unselfish. And God is reduced to meeting my needs instead of calling me to grow. And so what is it that happens in the desert that makes it so important? It is in the desert that we confront our own sin, our dark side that we prefer to numb and to just run away from. It is in the desert that we come to a deep realization that we are not in control. A realization that we're utterly dependent upon God. It is in the desert that we reorder the priorities of our life and get back to the basics. The desert is a place of both deprivation and transformation. It is both attractive and terrifying at the same time. It is in the desert, and only in the desert, that we can die to an old way of life, so that we can live more abundantly in Christ. The Lord drives us into the desert, not to punish us, but to purify us. So in our own desert experiences, let us recall three things. Remember that when God's people wandered in the desert for 40 years, each day He gave them manna. Remember that today Jesus gives Himself to us in our Eucharist, which is the manna we have today for our journey. Remember that no one ever became a saint without time in the desert.